This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today is Cinco de Mayo, the celebration of Mexican culture and heritage. But one component of the celebration is getting a lot more expensive: limes. Limes for the tacos, limes for the drinks. And you may be interested to know the reason for that is connected to a drug cartel. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
In the last 6 weeks, lime prices have gone a little crazy, from around 30 cents a piece to more than $1.50 in some cases.
I tell my staff lime is gold now. If I see one on the floor, I see any bit that's not used, I cry almost.
Crystal Lynn Kincaid is the head bartender at Añejo, a Mexican restaurant and tequila bar in Manhattan. Añejo hasn't raised its margarita prices, so it's taking a big profit hit. And this comes at the worst possible time. Cinco de Mayo is one of Añejo's busiest and booziest days.
I've started to now create new cocktails with different fruits. We're creating a watermelon margarita and a grapefruit margarita.
Kincaid's latest invention?
Okay, so we're going to make our lemon margarita for you guys.
In spite of her efforts, Kincaid says patrons still prefer their margaritas with lime, which will mean a big financial hit for Añejo this Cinco de Mayo. The U.S. gets pretty much all of its limes from Mexico. Benito Berber is an economist with Nomura Securities. He says political turmoil in the lime-producing region of Michoacán is the main reason behind the price jump.
That region has been under the impact of drug cartels and then an offensive from the government to take control back.
Drug cartels seized control of the lucrative lime orchards in Michoacán and took over wholesale lime operations. Mexican authorities fought back, and the conflict caused a big disruption in lime exports. And nature has thrown a couple curveballs of its own, says Antal Neville, an analyst at Ibis World.
There has been some heavy flooding in that region, as well as citrus greening, which is this bacterial disease that's been encroaching on the citrus crops.
The disease makes lime trees less productive and the limes a lot smaller. All of that adds up to less supply, which is also pushing up prices, especially this time of year. Luckily for restaurants like Añejo, lime prices are expected to start normalizing over the next few weeks. Mexican authorities seem to have successfully pushed the cartels out of the lime business for now.
And then my favorite part is you drink it.
Still, limes will likely get more expensive in the long run as farmers continue to battle the greening disease. So it could be a good time to develop a taste for alternatives.
It's delicious.
You know, take lemons and make some lemon-ritas. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.